After spending some time carefully studying the logbook, you draw the following conclusions. Up until 1926, the entries were routine and without notable incident. Lighthouse maintenance operations were proceeding normally, with regular equipment checks and occasional bulb changes. The signatures at the bottom of the entries alternated mainly between G. Cassidy, S. Carman, and J. O'Brien. These three men seemed to have formed the main team of lighthouse keepers during this period. A significant change occurred on March 3, 1926, where entries began to be signed by a certain M. Turner, who appears to have replaced J. O'Brien. But the most striking incidents noted in the register all occurred on February 12, 1926. On that day, a number of unfortunate events led to a major lighthouse failure. 1. An electrical short circuit occurred, apparently caused by the sudden failure of the main bulb. 2. Simultaneously, a violent storm hit the region, considerably complicating repair efforts. 3. The lighthouse remained dark for several hours, creating a potentially dangerous situation for maritime navigation. However, according to the cited Coast Guard report, there were no disasters, as no ships passed near the island during this critical period. This failure seems to mark a turning point in the lighthouse's operations. Subsequent entries show increased attention to electrical systems and heightened vigilance regarding weather conditions.